And after nearly a month of kicking a ball around, the World Cup final is set. France will play Croatia on Sunday in Moscow. And to get there, the French beat Belgium. Croatia beat England with Mario Mandzukic's extra time goal. So we were treated to this on Telemundo.
Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
I don't understand why Andreas Cantor was underselling that goal. It was so subtle.
Now, I was sort of hoping for the Chunnel edition of the World Cup final in England-France situation. Yeah. But yeah. This will be interesting as well. Croatia, first ever World Cup final. France won its only World Cup title in 1998. How do you like this matchup?
Well, first of all, I consider that England-France edition the 100 Years War edition, just okay, so you know. Okay. Chunnel is looking on the bright side. Croatia made the semifinals in the year that France won the World Cup. In fact, they were knocked out by France in 98. Croatia is a much smaller country.
Half the size of New York City. Okay.
Yeah. 4.5 million people. One of the smallest countries in the World Cup. But they're a really good team, or a quality side, as the football people might say. They just, in terms of personnel, do not stack up with the French, though that is probably also true for England. If you want to talk about who is making big contracts and who would be considered the better players, England was more stocked, but Croatia played them tight enough to get to overtime and eventually win. All that said, the odds makers are saying that France is about a 5-2 favorite, which means 2.5 times the team that Croatia is. And that seems about right to me.
Well, but you know what? Just talk about the tournament itself. I mean, playing out while there's a young soccer team stuck in a cave in Thailand, and all these superstars from football were, you know, sending wishes to them. I thought it was a great World Cup. What do you think?
Yes, without horrible incidents, other than the original sin of the World Cup, which is to have these white elephant type sporting events that cost the host country money. The soccer has been great. So many close games, and we got especially big moments from Ronaldo early on, and we've seen new stars. Mbappe on France seems like a phenomenal new player. So we've seen a bunch of new stars in the making. The only thing I would say to disturb the silver lining is that there's always one surprise team of the tournament, and Croatia maybe is it. But if you look at the FIFA rankings, Croatia is great. The one that was really far down in the rankings who had a sort of miracle run is the host country, the Russian team. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to get behind the Russians, just given geopolitics and the head of state and hacking in the election and things like that.
I'll tell you, our executive producer, Kathleen McKenna, who is married to a Belgian, was very unhappy about the result of Belgium and France.
Yes,
but Belgium played well. And I mean, I think they've really shown themselves
to be a
soccer powerhouse. Nope. Okay. Last game matters.
Listen, we only have a few seconds, but we're going to have you back to talk about Major League Baseball, because they hit the All-Star break after this weekend, and we want to have your thoughts on that. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, also editor of the new book, Upon Further Review, The Greatest What-Ifs in Sports History. What if Croatia went to the finals in the World Cup? We're going to find out.
This is
That'll
here
be
and
in
now.
The paperback.